This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to call life so.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, just get engaged, get involved. If you head up to the website, there's a live chat room going on up there that you can get involved with. If you're on Facebook, and that's where you like to hang out, then head over to Facebook. Because we also have a Facebook feed, a live Facebook feed, where there are smarter people than I in there. And you get involved with them. You can talk with them. So I'm going to have some fun with this. Some of you may not care for it, but I don't care because I think it's hilarious. Crowder, Stephen Crowder, has a show called Louder with Crowder. And he goes out. He's been going on college campuses lately. And he's been, you know, basically it's a game of, hey, change my mind. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Changed my mind. I don't believe in not medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. Changed my mind. That whole thing. So this one, he goes on the college campuses, and he says, I'm pro-gun. Changed my mind. Now, a few people got nasty with him, but nothing like the one when he was on campus talking about transgenderism or anything along those lines. They were hateful. Now, I don't know if they were transgender people or not. Not the point. But they were definitely hateful. So, he's sitting there at the table with another guy. And he grabs one of the students. And one of the students there is brown skin. And he's going to call himself that in a minute. And wait till you hear what he has to say about this whole thing. I actually think it's kind of funny. All right? And I say that because the first thing he goes to is the color of his skin. And I'm thinking to myself, why just go there? Why not let it play out and talk about the issue and not about the color of your skin? Maybe because he's been conditioned to do so. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I'm not the genius in the room. Believe me, I'm not the genius in the room. Anyway, let's take a listen.
As a smart guy, I think it's important then to define what it is we're discussing, right?
Yeah.
When you say some controls, what kind of controls?
Controls that actually, a lot of Americans, when they're trying to get a license for guns or they're trying to purchase guns or whatever, they should be able to document it, and not with paper, but with...
I want you to hear what this young man is saying. Because he doesn't really understand what he's saying or why. Okay? And all he's really doing is regurgitating because he's not sold out to this. It's obvious he's not sold out to this.
Machine documentation. And on top of that, they should go through a psych evaluation of if they're too violent or they have a past of being too violent, then they should be restricted or completely opted out of even owning a gun, depending on how violent they are.
Before we go, so you're saying that if somebody has a documented history of violence, mm-hmm. they should not be able to purchase a firearm.
Yes, or they should be restricted.
Yeah, so the fact that he's even mentioning this should be a big hint. Come on, let's be honest about it. It should be a big hint, right? He obviously doesn't know what rules are in place, but he's going to make decisions based on it.
To only probably a handgun.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'd like to go back to that. Can you move on the mic a little closer? Sorry, because everyone's getting loud here. So if I were to tell you it's already the law, I assume you've never purchased a firearm.
No.
Okay, it's already the law. You can't buy a firearm if you're a violent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not allowed.
Yeah.
And they said, but maybe only restricted to a handgun.
Yeah.
I find that curious. Why would someone be restricted to a handgun above other guns?
Because here's the thing. Again, every American has a right to own a firearm, and that's the Second Amendment. We cannot change that. We cannot take that away.
Now, this is a college student. I don't know what he's going to school for. He hasn't been asked yet. But can't take that Second Amendment away. It's there and that's it. Well, that's not true. Right? We all know you can take it away. It can be taken away from you, so to speak. And the fact that he doesn't know that, yet he's sitting there as a very educated person, or what he believes himself to be. Again, very, very interesting in listening to these people and watching these people.
Away from them. And that's something we should always protect.
I appreciate that.
But demoting them down to, let's say, a handgun, that doesn't take away the fact that, hey, maybe someone might come into their house and, you know, might steal something or might affect their family or whatever. And just because they're a criminal doesn't always mean they're just, like, always going to be violent and all that stuff.
All right, so somebody breaks into your house, and they're in your house, and they're a criminal, but criminals aren't always violent. What kind of guts, stupidity, mental illness does it take to break into somebody's house? To actually believe that you're allowed to go in there and do what you want to do? And then be surprised when they show up with a gun. It's always been interesting to me.
If they have a handgun to at least protect themselves and not cause mass damage to, like, what happened in Las Vegas,
right,
then that way they're protecting themselves and they won't be out there to harm others. And if they do, we also have the police at hand to at least, you know, limit casualties and all that stuff.
Forgive me if it seems like I'm interrupting. I just couldn't go to that. I want to kind of address each point so we can find out whether we agree or not. So
when we come back from the break, I will allow Mr. Crowder to lay his issues out. But this kid is at college, and he doesn't know any of these things. And he doesn't know almost everything he said was wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're despicable.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a whole bunch of stuff that you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, sign up for the email blast. If you sign up for the email blast program, then all it does is we send an email out once a week, let you know who we're going to be talking to, what I'm going to be talking about, all that fun stuff. And it gives you a heads up as to the nights you might want to listen. Anyway, we were listening to a piece by Steven Crowder from Louder with Crowder. And he's having real conversations on campus sites, which I think is a great idea. And he's calling it, you know, convince me. or change my mind. In this one, it's I'm pro-gun, change my mind. So he wants college kids to approach him and discuss trying to change his mind on how he feels about certain issues. This one happens to be guns. The young college student who's responding to him on several levels has yet to get it right. And I mean from a standpoint, from a legal standpoint, where he's calling things out like he has a clue. He doesn't have a clue. So let's listen some more.
My understanding,
and Crowd is about to school him on everything that he said that was factually incorrect, or as I like to say, wrong.
Understanding is that you're saying we should limit these people to handguns,
yes,
as opposed to long rifles, semi-automatic rifles,
yes,
with which they could commit mass damage. So in order,
yes,
to mitigate the damage.
Yes.
What if I were to tell you that unequivocally, it's not even close, the vast majority of mass shootings take place with handguns?
Well, again, people put modifications on the guns, and I understand that a lot of mass shootings also happen with handguns.
No, most. Almost nearly all.
Yeah, but I also think that, actually, let me refer, let me step back.
Let me, because I'm having some ideas now, and let me go ahead and share those ideas with you.
Back a bit.
Okay.
And where I'm pulling this idea of handguns is there was an article I read about someone creating a handgun that only registered to yours, like, biometrics. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. It's a disaster, but yes, continue.
It is a disaster, but the reason I'm touching on that is because it's a really good idea. And the NRA, which I kind of have a problem with right now, is not letting us research guns, in a sense, or making them completely safe. As from what I understand, I'm not too educated on what the NRA is doing right now. It's just
public conduct.
So he doesn't know much about the NRA, but he's telling you what they're doing, but he's not sure what they're doing, even though he's telling you what he believes they're doing. Anybody else confused?
More research on guns than anyone in the country.
Yeah, and they always find a way to, like, make sure there's no gun controls going on and all that stuff. But, let me say,
they always find that. Don't let this stuff just fly by. This is what they're teaching these kids on college campuses. You're my kids. They're teaching them this stuff on college campuses. You hear what he said, right? That they fight to make sure, and they won't allow any gun regulations at all. I'm not so sure that's true, young man.
People are able to put modifications on their guns, which, mm-hmm, of course, should be completely unallowed, no matter what. Like bump stocks, there's also...
There's a catch phrase, right? Bump stocks?
There's also this...
What is a bump stock?
A bump stock is basically, if you fire a gun, that's... thing just bounces back. There's also a needle in which you can put in your guns,
mm-hmm,
where if you pull the trigger, it constantly forces your finger back, so it's kind of like an automatic rifle.
So some ignorant poor soul sat this guy down and fed him a line of ignorance. Now, you and I both know. Think about something. Get 15 people in a row and start off with the true story, exact facts, with person number one. By the time he gets to 15, I don't know, it's not even in the same state anymore, right? When you start off with an ignorant person telling lies or mistruths or misspeaks, in this case, it only had to go one person away to get totally massacred.
Right.
And that, of course, should be illegal as well. And going back to why I'm saying demote people to handguns, yes, they're almost all mass shootings are committed with handguns. Again, I'm saying people should go through background checks and all that stuff.
But that already happened. That already exists.
But it's not too refined.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's one thing.
What's refined mean? What's he looking for? Do you want character references back to the third grade? I mean, what do you really, really want on these background checks? And now that we know the FBI might have been under, you know, the control of Mr. Obama, I mean, seriously, how far are you going to go with this?
I would say, respectfully, and I would just, I do disagree with you on several instances, but I appreciate you taking the time. I think that there's a discussion taking place in this country, and it's between two camps. You're not going to like what I'm about to say, but it's not meant as a personal insult.
Yeah, no.
It's between gun owners and completely ill-informed. If you purchase...
That's all I needed. Right? Well, here, let me finish. Some of you may not know the actual laws behind these things.
It's a firearm, you would know that everything you just said is untrue.
Yeah.
And I don't say to insult you.
No, you're
right. In fact, I would recommend you go purchase a firearm for yourself, even if you're getting a revolver.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A .22 revolver.
Okay.
You'll go through a background check. You'll see, ask them the questions. They're going to ask for your license. Mm-hmm. They're going to make sure it's the same address that you currently live. It'll probably be the most stringent background check you've ever gone through. Mm-hmm. It's more stringent than Social Security.
Okay.
So all those things.
So, again, we're pretty much done with this. But you think about this. Think about the information that he's been given, that he's been told is true, the college student. And he's running with that like it's gospel truth. Like it can't be refuted, it's gospel truth. You should check out some of Crowder's other videos. He does a really good job with this stuff. And when these young kids on college campuses are being taught this stuff, who's holding their professors to a higher standard? Who's making sure that what they're being told is true? Because it can't be the parents. The parents aren't there. They're nowhere to be found. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're nowhere to be found. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is why I always say the same thing. You've got to interact with your kids. You have to find out what they're learning in school, what they're talking about, conversations they're having, what they're discussing. Are they right on? You can let that stuff... are you going to let that stuff fester in their head? I wouldn't. I'm Joe Massini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Out with the old and in with the new. 2018 has already changed to 2019 in many parts of the world. Several hundred thousand people have gathered in the rain to ring in the new year in New York City's Times Square.
The crowd cheered as they did a test run for the ball drop.
It makes you like almost tear up as well, being in that moment and knowing it's coming soon.
They did a 10-second countdown. The ball fell. The 2019 numbers were lit, and then they dropped some confetti.
It's like the YouTube clips that I've watched and everything that I've ever wanted to do, all in one night.
President Trump has a brand new video for everyone.
Well, I'm at the White House working. You're out there partying tonight, but I don't blame you. Enjoy yourselves. We're going to have a great year. Have a really, really happy New Year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
Please answer the question.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The website, therealside.com. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. That's joe at therealside.com. All right, so again, I mean, this is what we're teaching our kids on college campuses. This is what the professors that you're paying out of your pocket, and when you look at it, are teaching, well, that's interesting, are teaching the your young kids on college campus. We've got, let's see, make sure I hit the right buttons. Got Carla from California on the line with me. Carla, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe and Tammy. Merry Christmas to you both.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. I appreciate that very much.
So, these college kids, holy smokes. Unfortunately, this goes back to grade school, high school, and what they're not being taught in those areas. You're not taught what the law is, not taught what the Constitution is, what the Bill of Rights is. It all starts there. They're taking all of that out, and then you get the young man that Steven Crowder was just talking to when they get to college.
Oh, you should have heard the...
Oh, my goodness.
You should have heard
in the chat room a few minutes ago, can you spell moron?
Well, yeah, but when you see the young man sitting there, and he's answering the questions... And he almost looks professor-ish, like he knows what he's talking about, and you should believe him just because of his body language. It's just craziness.
Well, body language can be deceiving now, can't it?
Oh, well, yes, but these young people are so afraid to say, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, explain it to me. They feel like they have to know everything or else. But anyhow.
Yeah, otherwise they come off looking stupid. But the thing is, they come off looking stupid anyway. It's unfortunate.
Shh, don't tell them, because then I won't have a show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we'd hurt their feelings, you know.
Yeah,
and we don't
right.
hurt their feelings.
Oh, Carla, yeah. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You have a safe New
thank
Year
you
as well
so
as a great
much.
Christmas. Thank you.
And you too. You all both right. too. You and Tammy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, now we'll go to, how about John in Texas? John, thanks for joining the show tonight. too.
Hello. I'm actually a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous. But I'm actually listening to this, and I've been in high school here. I'm first, basically, immigrant over here. And one thing that actually shocked me when I got into high school, and that actually started back in 1995, is that the kids over here are not being taught simple history. And somebody said that, one of the world leaders said that people who do not learn history don't repeat it. And mm-hmm. this is exactly what is happening.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though.
No, you're exactly right. And they don't understand what it took for us to get our freedom. They think they have the answers. They're being taught by very liberal professors and teachers, and we're heading right back into that mess.
And actually, I almost got expelled from school because I started questioning my history teacher, which is, I started asking him, like, well, what about this? What about that? Well, how come you don't talk about what happened during World War II? And at that point, my teacher got furious and pretty much sent me to principal.
You know what?
Which is kind of ridiculous, but...
Yeah, it's a good thing to question. It's a good thing to question your teachers, your professors. Don't do it. I'm not saying you did this, but don't do it out of irritation. Do it because you really feel like they're wrong or they're off or they should explain it to you better. What you did was the right thing to do. And, you know, John, thanks so much for calling in. Keep listening and let your friends know about the show.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, he's so right. You can't, it's almost like you can't challenge, but you always challenge in a respectful way, right? We're not going to, you don't challenge to be a jerk. You challenge because you truly have a question. You truly feel like the professor and or the teacher is off. And it's okay. Again, as long as you do it in a respectful way. Okay, you know how I'm on your case all the time? No, I'm on your case all the time, period. But, you know, I'm on your case all the time about voting. All right, we just had an immigrant on the line with us, right? My family are a bunch of immigrants that came to this country. And one of the things they look forward to, one of the things that they have a right to do that they didn't have a right to do where they came from, is vote. They have a right to choose their elected officials. So don't let it slide by. And I've always told you guys, in the area that I live in, we've had people win by 17 votes, won by 32 votes. So think about that. Do you not know 35 people you could have got out to vote? Don't you know 15 people, or, you know, in the case of 17 votes, 20 people that you could have got off their butts to get out and go vote? Probably now. And so do I. Well, a Democrat won the Virginia House seat in a recount by one lousy vote. Now, some of you may say, man, I'd be asking for another revote. Well, you know, you could. But there were a lot of tight margins, and the recount was one of the four scheduled for House races that ended with extremely tight margins. Okay? I mean, you think about some of this stuff. You know what the fight is going into it. You know what the fights are going to be over the next year. You need to help. I don't care if it's a friend of yours. I don't care if it's not a friend of yours. I don't care if it's your party, not your party. You need to pay attention and put the best person for the job in there. And you notice how I said, I don't care what party it's from. I really don't. You know, I have Democrat friends that should be Republicans. They should re-register Republicans. They vote Republican. They act Republican. They just are Republicans. They just don't know it. The recount was one of four scheduled for the House races. Now, last week, Republican Del Tim Hugo held on to his seat in Fairfax County after a recount had a marginal impact on his 100-plus vote lead. Two more recounts are set to take place on Wednesday, Thursday for districts in and around Richmond. If Democrats and Republicans ultimately find themselves evenly split, a messy dynamic could unfold. The parties may have to compromise just to elect a speaker and assigned committee chairmanships. Now, last time Virginia's House was evenly divided was 20 years ago when parties reached a power-sharing agreement. But if no agreement can be reached, prolonged chaos could ensue. Now, politics is a lot more partisan today. You mean, really, seriously. Look at all the votes. And you want to talk about partisanship. Look at the votes that are taking place the votes that are taking place, the opinions that are taking place, if you would. in the court systems, especially the federal court system. You look at these judges that were appointed by Obama, look at the judges that were appointed by George W. When you look at the Supreme Court and other courts, you have 5-4 decisions, and they are like the legislators. Split right down party lines. Not in every case, in a lot of cases. That was never the way it was meant to be. Never. And our Supreme Court was never meant to have the kind of power they have today. And today, we are partisan. 110% partisan. Now, speaking at lunchtime long before the recount ended, Simmons said that she was optimistic that lawmakers could find a compromise and get things done in Richmond despite a split chamber. I'm an optimistic person, she said. We can work with Republicans. She cited common ground such as increasing teacher pay, expanding maternity leave for state employees, and criminal justice reform that would lead to fewer people being in prison. Now it's funny how it is. It's funny that most Republicans feel that the reason there's more people in prison is because more people are committing crimes or getting caught committing crimes, one of the two. The Democrats feel like that the reason there's more people in prison is because police are picking on more people, on more people in the lower socioeconomic rungs. The recount is the first to flip the results of a Virginia House race in at least 20 years. Now, Quentin Kidd, a political science professor at Christopher Newport University, in the Newport Times, said that the district was far less affected than Northern Virginia by the wave of sentiment against President Trump. Now, I love this because that's what they're going to make all these elections out to be. They're all going to be negative on President Trump. That simple. You know, what's the root of the wave? Trump and women, Kidd said. If you think about it, the typical working class voter in the district, they may not be excited about that intersection. The 94th district follows the James River along the western portion of Newport News. It's a city with a large minority population. Now, here's the bad part about it. They have shipyards, and they build aircraft carriers there. They were out of work under Obama, in work under Trump. It makes no sense. Anyway, we come back. We'll go to the phones. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Time on GCN Live.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for your listening pleasure. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us, and I hope you had a great day.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to the Rip. I still love horns. I think horns are great. I probably can listen to them all night long. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Remember, I mean, some of you getting out of town early. I don't know if you'll get the show or won't get the show. Remember, we have a smartphone apps, but we don't have the normal, you know, smartphone apps. You head up to the website, realside.com, head into the store. On the site, we've got the Apple app and the, what's that thing called, Android app. And they're free. I know they're in the store, but they're free, okay? You get a link, take you to the Apple, wherever you get them on Apple and Android. And it does more than just bring you the show. You can easily, from one place, you can easily get the video podcast, the audio podcast. You can watch the show live. We have a live chat room going on during the show that will come up on your phone. You can get noticed that the show is going live. Read our recent articles that we're posting. All that fun stuff. It's all up there. And it's all from one place. You don't have to go looking on the website for it. And it's very pretty looking. It looks like it fits the photo. It looks good. Now, I haven't got to this discussion yet, but I don't mind kicking it off early with this guy. Bill joins me from Oregon. He wants to talk about net neutrality. Bill, welcome to the show.
Joe, I am listening to you on the internet because today will probably be the last day that I'll be able to use the internet with the end of net neutrality.
I know.
So I'm listening to you, my friend.
Well, you'll never be able to buy on the internet again. The only stores you'll be able to get to are the ones that I think it's AT&T and Time Warner, and you know, only the stores they want to get you to go to. Wasn't it like that before net neutrality hit?
Yeah, in fact, I'm actually calling you from my rotary dial princess phone.
Oh my god!
Because that's all Ma Bell would let me buy.
Is it pink? Come on, you can tell us.
No, it's avocado.
That's old. But anyway, on the net neutrality, though, don't you love what they're putting out there as the things that are going to bring the world to an end over net neutrality?
Yeah, it's absolutely shockingly stupid, amazingly stupid how people are treating this as if... like since Windows 95, the world has not changed. What do you mean? What has changed? What has changed in the last 2 years? What changed from 2014 to today? Yeah. Nothing.
No. Well, let me read something to you that somebody had sent me earlier today. I was going to use it. And it says, look, the basic principle about net neutrality is it'll prohibit internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from speeding up, slowing down, or... check this out. Here's the key words for me. Blocking any content, applications, or websites that you may want to use because they deem them unacceptable. Now, it seems like Facebook, Twitter, are doing that now and have no problem with it. Nobody wants to move forward to stop them, and that seems to be okay. Isn't this kind of hypocritical?
Yeah, just a little bit. Look, the biggest thing I've heard tonight in reading the news tonight while listening to your show on the internet, I actually read a story that said free porn is going away.
Oh, no.
So, I think it's actually the benefit of net neutrality going away. So,
God, this is just nuts. But you're right. People will believe anything thrown at them, and the left seems to, they're just kind of ready with their shotguns and their cannons. When stuff like this crops up, they're going after net neutrality. Today's tax bill world is coming to an end. Rich people are going to get richer. Poor people are going to get poorer. Oh, my God. And while the ice is melting from the polar caps. I don't know. I think we should get out now.
And Donald Trump is still not my president.
God, Bill. Did you call me to rile me up 7 minutes before the show's over? Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to. I just got done, so, you know, I had more energy left.
You know, I obviously I know who you are. Why don't you tell the people who you are and how they can hear your show as well?
Oh, come on. Actually, I just wanted to harass you. So,
yeah, but
the Bill Pulver
I don't mind.
Show is a local talk show in Salem, Oregon. And we're on AM 1220 KPJC here in Salem and on the internet at BillPost.com, 3 to 6 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. But definitely, it's just light years away from Joe Messina, so we don't go there.
No, Bill will get you ready. He'll get you all set, and then I'll come in and give you the 2-3 punch. And between the two of us, we'll get you off your butts in the morning so that you can go out there and fight the good fight like we are. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time.
You bet, Joe. God. You take care. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and God bless. You know, we have to, I love these guys. We have to support each other. There are guys out there fighting a good fight and having a hard time getting forward and having a hard time, you know, online like you see now. But it was funny because when I was reading that earlier, and I've got the list of all the things that net neutrality was supposed to do or not do. You know, there were a bunch of people pushing back in 2015 for this net neutrality. Okay? And supposedly net neutrality keeps this whole interweb thing free and open. And it allows people to share. Now, I want you guys to know something. I've been in this business, and producer Tammy's been in the business a long time too, but I've been in this business since the days of dial-up. And the internet was around during dial-up. You guys just don't know that. I think because Al Gore invented it back then, right? Or something like that. I actually had an acoustic coupler that helped me get out on the internet. or what was called the internet. And one of the first programs I used was a program called Gopher. And you would put in the, what you were, and man, you had a no basic, I think it was called Boolean request, so I'm not going to get all crazy on you, but you had to make requests, and it would go looking. And it didn't come up with 63,000 or 6.5 million results in a matter of seconds. No, you came back the next day to see what you got. Am I wrong?
No.
And you know that whole goofy thing you saw?
If it worked.
If it worked at all, right? Because if you spelled the name wrong, you were dead. It would just spin forever. What was that movie? You Got Mail, right? With Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks. And you hear the dial-up in the whole nine yards, right? Same thing there. You know, your screen would refresh and you'd be rolling and everything. All right, so we've come a long way since then. But we didn't come a long way because the government regulated. We came a long way because these companies put money into research and development to make this thing better. I'm not going to get into all the particulars, you know? And they did it because originally the internet, I can't remember what it used to be called. There was a name for it before it was called the internet. And all the colleges were tied together with it. Government was tied together with it. It was a way for them to share research and other things. You could see the white papers online, or the text. There wasn't much going on in the way of graphics. But we didn't get where we're at. We didn't get we didn't get all these speeds and these upgrades and everything else because the government got involved. Matter of fact, they weren't involved in the beginning, not like this. So when you look at how the, and again, do you really, we're going to tell Verizon, AT&T, and the rest of them, Comcast and what have you, how they should provide service, right? I mean, this is just amazing. Technically, what net neutrality is the Internet's guiding principle. At least that's what it's supposed to be. It preserves, supposedly, remember, I'm just reading this out of the brochures they were putting out, or the writings of the postings they were putting out. It preserves our right to communicate freely online. Net neutrality means an Internet that enables and protects free speech. Sure. Because we've seen that. Let me tell you what. I've told you guys already, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I don't care. Google and that internet thing under net neutrality was throttling back the real site website. Wouldn't allow you to get to certain places. Okay, our traffic fell dramatically in a matter of days. And you know what? And if I'm that bad, then so be it. But there were so many other great guys in the same issue, the same problem. And their websites took nosedives overnight. And I'm talking going from over 1 million hits to about 70,000 hits. Do the math. Use all your fingers and toes. Right? And net neutrality was supposed to guarantee that they wouldn't be blocking or discriminating against any applications or websites or anything like that. But yet, you couldn't get to my website when the show started. My advertising went from Catalina Cruises or Cruises to Germany to toenail fungus fixers. Which one are you going to click on? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Give away your secrets. So net neutrality was a farce. It was a joke. Because if it was true, then our traffic wouldn't have fallen under net neutrality. Right? Google wouldn't have been able to throttle us back. And gee, Facebook and Twitter think it's a wonderful idea. I wonder why that is, because then the regulators get to regulate AT&T and the rest of them, and they're going to leave Facebook and Twitter alone. I'll tell you what, Facebook and Twitter, I'll help draft a form of net neutrality as long as you guys are in under the umbrella. What do you think? Yeah, I didn't think you'd like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?